Hello everybody and welcome to Caitlin's Bedtime Stories. This week we have a special guest with us, Uncle Stevie. Say hello to everyone, Uncle Stevie.
Hello everybody.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, Uncle Stevie.
Well, my name is Uncle Stevie and I'm Caitlin's uncle.
Oh wow, well it's really great to have you here with us. And here we have Caitlin. Say hello to everybody, Caitlin.
Hello.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your age?
3.
And what do you like to do for fun? Have you any ideas?
Ice cream and cake.
Oh, you like to eat ice cream and cake. Oh, yummy. Okay, well, so for tonight's special treat, we're going to have Uncle Stevie is going to read a book called The Light in the Night by Margie Voigt.
Are you ready, Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Betty loved the nighttime, for with the night came the most magical stories. Like the one about Cosmo, the bear who was afraid of the dark. Betty was just thinking how much she wished she could tell Cosmo that there was no need to be afraid. When, pop, he appeared. Cosmo, cried Betty, I'm so glad you're here. I've been wanting to make you feel better about the dark. You see, said Betty, we need the dark to see the light and the beautiful shadows. And we need the dark to see the moon. And oh, what's that? I think it wants to show us something, said Betty. And she followed the dancing light, holding tight to Cosmo's hand. The light was twisting and turning, leading them deeper and deeper into the wood, until they arrived at a cave.
Well, I certainly can't go in there, said Cosmo.
Don't worry, said Betty. I'll be right beside you. Your hand and mine, we can do it together. The light led them on into the cave, and all the way to an inky lake, where a boat was waiting for them. But the deeper they went into the cave, the darker it became. Oh, bother, whispered Cosmo. Let's turn around. But Betty, she knew she had to be brave, taking a breath. She turned off her lantern. And all around them appeared the most magical universe of twinkling lights. It felt like the safest place they could possibly be. When they eventually made their way out of the cave, Cosmo noticed that Betty looked worried.
Betty, he asked, what's wrong?
I don't know the way home, said Betty.
Don't worry, Cosmo replied. I'm right here beside you. Your hand in mine, we can do this together.
And together they danced back through the wood, all the way singing, our hearts shining bright, we'll light up the night. Back at Betty's house, they saw that their shadows were standing proud and tall. It looks like we were both much braver than we thought, said Betty. Over hot chocolate, they talked about how they had conquered the night. And they felt a glow inside so strong, they were sure it could light up the darkest dark. But when the time had come to say goodbye, Betty gave Cosmo her lantern and said, here, so you'll all remember the light in your heart. And with a hug, he was gone. The next morning, Betty wondered if it had all been a dream. But when she opened her book, she knew that it hadn't. The end.